Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dr. Stephen Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, is how you spell his last name, is our guest, a new friend, but not for long. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. This is an amazing book that I encourage you to check out, folks, from someone who knows what he speaks. Dr. Mintz, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the future. Where do you see things going? My concern, Dr. Mintz, is we're having trouble transitioning our 10,000 years of analog ethics into the digital age. You and I are humans. We're always going to be humans. 100 years from now, the people occupying the full digital age will be humans. We're still going to be analog. We're still going to have expectations of trust. We haven't figured out how, and we require trust. We don't just expect it. We require trust. And we still haven't figured out how to put mount trust in the digital age on our digital leverage. And my concern is if we can't get that done, you and I both know the quantum age is out there in the future. If we can't mount That's trust right. on the digital age, how are we going to do it in the quantum age?
That's right. Well, I think it's an issue of the ethics have not caught up to the technology. We're sort of making the rules as we go along here. I think it's also needed to teach digital ethics in college. Where I was teaching, it was sort of discussed, but really not integrated into the curriculum as yet. So it would be great if we could start there and have graduates come out with some strong feeling about the importance of ethics in digital systems.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you mentioned trust, if we can't trust the system to operate as intended, either because we don't understand it well enough or the internal controls aren't there, and if we can't trust the people who run the system to do so ethically, we're going to have real problems down the road.
Well, there's no question about it. And when you think about how to do this, though, I've written about how to do this. What I'm trying to get across to people is all the change that's happened to our memory and our records of the history of human beings. We look back and we say, well, it's always worked out. Everything's, you know, why are we getting so fussy about all this? This is going to work itself out just like it always has. I'm trying to help people understand that this really is different. This time, this shift that we're seeing right now is a different paradigm shift than anything we've ever seen before. We've never had digital leverage before. What do you think?
Right. Well, the implications of the speed at which data moves and the number of people who could be affected by things like stealing confidential private information, gathering it without the approval of those whose data is being gathered.
Mm-hmm.
It has ramifications around the world. It's not just one transaction that's affecting one person and maybe another. It's affecting millions and even billions. And that's why I think you're right that it's a different situation. The scope is just massive, and we don't even understand it yet, I don't believe anyway.
Well, if you think about it, what's at the heart of control? A nation, a control of a nation is when the nation is sovereign for its people. Control of ourselves is when we're sovereign of our own information, our own world, our own lives. And when you can steal my sovereignty, if you can steal my information and control my life through digital means, then you've eroded my sovereignty, and I don't have control anymore. And I think that's foretelling for humanity in the future. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right, right. It's we're not the master of our fate anymore. We're beholden to so many social media companies that do have access to our data, that collect it even without our knowledge. That's it. When you lose control over something and another entity takes it over, you're uncomfortable feeling, fear about the future,
yep.
And we don't even understand it completely yet, mm-hmm. No less develop the sense of ethical standards that we need.
Dr. Smith, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Do you have a website you want to give us?
Yes, it's StephenMintzEthics.com, one word.
M-I-N-T-Z, StephenMintzEthics.com. The book is called Beyond Happiness and Meaning. Dr. Stephen Mintz will be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.